そうじゃないか。
I'm not sure what's arriving.
What's that? You have an extra one there? It holds that if he was mezameh once with the first group, and then one from each group meets in the mezameh biyachad for the second time, so he holds that you don't need haseva in order to be mitzaref for the second time. So why don't you need haseva? So we say haseva is because of a social phenomenon. So if I'm meisiv, it means I'm really spreading myself out, and I find you eating next to me, you eating with me. So it's a social tziruf. But where they get together after they're chayav and zimun already, so they just want to be together in order to be yotzei zimun. So then we don't say that they mind. See, ordinarily you say the guy's going to mind somebody intruding on his meal. I'm enjoying my meal, I don't want you to intrude on it. But over there, where the three guys get together from the three chaburas, since they want to be mezameh, we don't say that they look at each other as intruders. So there's a tziruf. Okay, that's the right. That's
they have to eat, but they still have to eat together. It's easier to create the tziruf.
Yeah, in other words, we don't say, ordinarily we say that eating is a social phenomenon, and since I like to eat myself, who wish you to sit down next to me? I want to eat myself and relax. So if you're both massive together, so then it shows you want to enjoy each other's company. But over here, you don't have to have that, because since they're chayim and zimun, and the only reason that they're getting together for the second part, or they know that that's going to enable them to do zimun, so they don't mind. See, a person doesn't mind under such a situation. It's not the main meal, and it's what we call it. It enables him to be mezamim. Okay, that's what we said. That was the rabbit. So, what are the two cases? Rosh Hashanah or Elohat? How does that go?
Lo azam rav lo amran el de lo azmin alayhi v'dechtayu kelomar she kishayetze kol echon mechabura shelo adayin hayu chavera rotzen lecho
lozim
neklan avalim kishabalotzis kfar gamru chavera sudasam izimru alav kodin shiotza afa pishihu lo hiya rotze lahafse kshay let the lahafse avalim was sudasu parach zimumine ehem yatsa bizimuna.
Oh, so that's what we went through yesterday. That even if the guy doesn't answer, they can force him. Right?
Right.
So their yotzei comes out a strange thing. Right. That their yotzei, in other words, if you have three guys eating together, and two guys want a bench, and this one guy, he doesn't want it. So they could be mezamein on him, bal korche, against his will. And even if he doesn't answer, their yotzei. And that's what we're going to yesterday. So why that's so, is because all he has to do to be yotzei zimun is to entreat them, to say, Gadol Hashemiti. And once he satisfies the Gadol Hashemiti, so he's saying to him, Gadol Hashemiti, they're saying to him, Gadol Hashemiti. And he's supposed to answer. So even if he doesn't in fact answer, it doesn't matter, because they only have to entreat him. He doesn't have to answer. It's machlokes, by the way.
Really, whether he has to...
Yeah.
Between.
Right. It's the Rajba, the Tuburgs, the Beis Yisrael.
Oh,
well,
they have to say
God
Hashem, or they
have
to answer?
No, in other words, if two guys, let's say three guys are eating together, and two guys want a bench.
Right.
So really, then the third guy has to be mafsik. He has to wait until Rosh Hashanah Sukkot.
That everyone agrees he's chayav to.
What?
Everyone agrees that he's chayav to.
He's chayav to do that. But even if he doesn't do that, they're yotzei.
That's the machlokas.
That's the machlokas, yeah.
Whether or not if it works if he doesn't answer.
That's right. Oh, if he doesn't answer. Okay. Why? Because they're entreating him, you see, and that's enough. That's the Avas Hashem that they're saying to him, and he's capable of complying. So they're saying to him, join us in the Shvacha Shomako. So that's the Avas Hashem. So the Kiyam of Gadol Hashemiti is the Kiyam of Avas Hashem. And the Rambam and the Mara says that this area is all the area of Avas Hashem. That's what he mentions. So Avas Hashem, the Rambam says, means when you want somebody else to recognize God. Like Avraham Avinu. So therefore, even though the guy doesn't want to answer, but he is capable of answering, and you're asking him. So therefore, you have the key in Zimun, but he doesn't. Okay, but he doesn't. But nevertheless, he holds that it'll be Parach Zimun Mine. Why? Why?
Or he can't, he's ineligible to...
He's ineligible to make the Mizamah anymore.
Because right.
We didn't go into that, did we? That's the phenomenon, yeah.
Even if he answers?
Even if he answers.
How do you understand Yosef?
It's mashma, that's what he's saying.
Part of him,
yeah. Shimla Yosef, Afshashbishu, Ahoyerotzel, Ahafsek, Shayadat, Allah, Sobeligma, Sadoso, Parach Zimun Mine, the Haim Yotzu Bizimun. Shim lo yotze bizimun, on my Parach Zimun Mine. So there being yotze, see that is the part. How do we explain yesterday that there being yotze, why?
They're calling to him, God Lashamiti.
Right. They're calling to him, God Lashamiti. And he doesn't want to be mafsik now, he doesn't want, oh yeah, we said, because the reason, in other words, like this, they're using him for their Zimun. Because he's part of the group, but he doesn't want to answer. So if he doesn't want to answer, so there's no Birchas HaMazon. So since there's no Birchas HaMazon, he's not Yotze. Right?
Right.
He's not, it's not Chal on any Birchas HaMazon, so he's not Yotze. So now what would the halacha be?
To join another two.
So in other words, so the Birchas HaMazon of the group is gone. Because they benched already and they were mezamein on their on the Birchas HaMazon. So he's left with, so it's Parach Zimun Mine. Because he has no Birchas HaMazon, and once the Birchas HaMazon is gone, so the Zimun is also gone. Does that make sense?
The Birchas HaMazon of the group is gone.
In other words, there's the Birchas HaMazon of the group. So two can force one. So he doesn't want to finish his suit. So he doesn't have a Birchas HaMazon because he wants to be Mamshik, wants to continue. But he can answer them and they will be Yotze the Zimun because it is a Zimun and they're treating him to answer. So they'll be Yotze, but he won't be Yotze. Okay, but why won't he be Yotze? Because he has no Birchas HaMazon.
Right.
Right? And now the Birchas HaMazon of the group is gone. So therefore it's parach zimun mine. It means that the chovas zimun can't exist without an existing chovas birchas hamazon.
And even if you reconstitute a different group afterwards, it's too late.
And even if you reconstitute it later, you can't bring it back.
That's a new thing.
Right.
It has to be started anew.
Right. In other words, you originally have a chovas birchas hamazon of the group on which you can be mekayim zimun. Okay? So they did it. So the Chovas Birchas HaMazon of the group was fulfilled through their Zimun. And he lost his Zimun because he didn't want to stop. He said he lost his Birchas HaMazon. So once he lost his Birchas HaMazon of the group, so the Chovas Zimun of the group, his Chovas Zimun has nothing to be Chal on. Mm-hmm. Because the Chovas Zimun is Chal on the Birchas HaMazon.
Right.
And he doesn't want a bench now. That's good. But that makes a lot of sense.
And he doesn't create a new chovah with the second group because there was no seva?
Of course, no, because once it's parach mine, you can't reconstitute.
Why can't he make something new? Meaning, is it because there's no seva? Let's say he was meisiv imahem. Then it would work because he's.
If he makes a new achila,
he doesn't say new hamasi, but he decides to join them. They're a kava.
The fact that he has a chovah zimun. Okay, it's good. It's rather good, but it doesn't like. Go for it.
This is umayshila leimimita.
On this last case.
Okay, so.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
So. Okay, so it says umayshila leimimita shechalkuha achim oshenignivah chetzia the kivan shein biyado lahachzira lo mekabla tumas evarim lo mekabla tuma lo hodra tumasa kishehchzirua. Alma, mikivan de palga parchala tumasa lagamri.
Alchanami
diachid alfagav diika aleha chovazimun kivan de eflig mechavrei veazmin alei velo efshalei lemahadrinhu vehadaihu parachzimun minei.
Because the Birchas HaMazon was the meat was gone.
They broke it.
You're right. Okay, Avol.
Yeah.
I should keep reading. Avol ki lo az men alay v'duchtay v'aday dami l'mita shenifzika v'kula bereshusa d'kiven yachal chabra hadra l'tamasa.
Okay, I'm not going
into that. Okay. V'haynami yachal achzor aslam v'chova zimun alav.
Well, which case where he?
He just
they didn't mention.
They didn't mention, right? So he just walked away, but
right.
He come right back.
Destroyed.
Right. Rapishin ifrin mehem va'achal im hashniim. Okay. Shaim halalu. Shinifridu. V'zehu apirush mozu al baror v'lo shemati mi shekadmani bepirush. Kalil de ravzal.
That's how I remember it. He just walked away.
He was original. That is probably as a fish.
That's how I remember
it. Right, but I guess he's quoting, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. That's how I remember if they just walked away from the end.
What?
That's the Hafman.
Okay. So then it says, V'hine dvarav k'divei Rashi zal v'derach ha-sugya. V'lo hosif bohem, elah ha-shara ha-zesh yom-ha-shabon. All he's adding is this is Shabbat, his praise on the end of it. That's what he's saying. So it's the same shot as Rashi. He only added the only additional thing is at the end where he says it's a good shot.
Well, he says that what?
He says that it's a good shot that no one else came on had this shot before me.
Uh-huh.
Right, I think that's what he's saying.
But by a Goslin that he added to it because he added the.
Oh,
fact,
he made it better. You mean?
Made it better. He added the fact that they were mezamen afterwards, that they met in the second group. But basically, he's saying the same as Rashi. I'm not sure what it means. What does it mean, Mishabchan?
Okay. V'adayim Mishal al Shnei Amzal. Im hutzrachnu l'mishna u'l'braisa b'misha zimen im chaverav v'yatsu hu v'hemi de zimon she'ino chozer v'zame pa'am acheras.
Which case is that? Oh, yeah.
It's the answer to the first clues. The Ramban holds the Yotze.
Right. Ramban holds the right. Okay, then Yomar Ravzal.
Yomar Ravzal Shehim Zimnu Allah Shalom Yidaito.
That's what I was thinking of an answer right away.
Right.
See, I'm speaking in a case where it was Bakochet.
Right.
So what does he say?
He holds his Yotzei. Once he's included in the God of Lashem Yitzchak, I guess he's saying he's Yotzei.
Shehem Zimelof Shlomi Daito Shulo Yerotz Lastik Sudaso Mikamon Brazimon. So he's learning his answer.
He's learning his answer, right. And he answered. And he's saying he answered. He can't say he's not Yotzei, even though he's not benching.
Even though I didn't want to bench.
He's still included in theirs. He's listening till Hazan, is that what he's holding?
No, he doesn't have to.
He doesn't hold, you have to do that. But still, once he answers, then he's saying it's...
Once he answers, he's Yotze Zimun on that Sudah. He's a Kiyam Zimun, he has a Kiyam Zimun on that Sudah. That's where he argues with the writer. Because the writer learns that if he doesn't want to finish his Sudah, so then he's not Chayav Berchus HaMazon, so they'll be Yotze Zimun, but he won't, because he lost his Berchus HaMazon. But the Ramban learns that he still has a kiyum zimun up to that point when he answers. So the Suda does have a kiyum of zimun even though he goes on to eat further, but after the zimun, but still he had a kiyum zimun in that Suda. That's what Ramban learns.
Even though he didn't terminate his Suda?
Yeah.
Yep. And even though he's not benching, he can have even it separate from benching.
Yeah, right.
He splits him.
Even though he's not benching, right. He can have a Kiyam Zimun with their benching on his Suda.
That's amazing.
According to the Rebbe, is it because he's still eating or is it because he's not benching?
He's not benching.
That's the right. That's the point. And because it's right. He's Zimun without benching.
That's right. I mean, that's clear that the Rebbe would respond to him immediately. So he picks that up and he says, Mekom kom kvaras Zimun imohem v'kvar amur achamassu b'shayim v'mazamen imohem v'chaz v'stasun v'arachat v'mazim b'lo Zimun. So he was Yotze Zimun already. And that's what Ramban learns the Gemara, was Yotze Zimun. Why? Because they created a Chafel Zimun on their Birchas HaMazon, and he was a part of that Zimun. So he has a Kiyam Zimun. Now all he has to do is bench.
He
If he's been starting with somebody else subsequently after that, like how would that work?
No. If Ramban holds, it was Yotzei, and you
finished. There's nothing more to do.
That's right. So that's what the Ramban's question is. That's Dava Pasha. Once a Yotzei, he came Mezamin or Chozer Mezamin.
Okay.
Anitama.
What's he referring to?
He's referring to, he wants to answer Rashi by saying that they met afterwards and he met with two other guys and he ate afterwards, because Rashi says they didn't eat afterwards, so they all ask Rashi, how could a guy just be mezamen again when he was just mezamen the first time? So he said no, because they were mitzar from the second sleep.
Right, and they didn't do a seva, but they still ate.
And they didn't do a seva, but they ate. So that, but according to Rashi, if they didn't eat anything, there's no tziruf.
Right.
Okay.
So any time I know, ilu lahem chabur rishona v'chiv shahaya lahem etchila, afo pi shelo achlu bekan, yizamnu. V'im lo lahem chiv rishona afo pi shelo achlu, calls much lo sebu velo hukfa lehem chiv azim chabur azur shon him lachu ben mazamin. That's what's the middle ground, basically saying, right?
He's saying, what does it help you?
Right.
What does it help you that they were mazamin, that he comes from a chabur that was mazamin? If you hold that chiv can be transferred to these two guys, so you don't need them to eat.
Right.
Elamai, you hold, you need them to be in the tzuruf, so then you need a sebu.
Right.
He doesn't mind.
That's what we were asking yesterday.
That's right.
Now
he's going to give his
pirush shmol. In other words, you don't need a seva, that level of a seva.
You don't need a seva. And not Chris Mokka.
Right.
But then you got to go into where he learns the seva.
Right.
So you get one guy from each of the three groups, and they sit down together at the bench. So
from three individual groups, they ate in the original group though.
And now they sit down together, so since they each have a chiyuv zimun, so now they get locked in.
That's fine.
I mean, they don't have to eat.
They don't have to eat, no. He's saying they just sit down together.
They just sit down together.
Sit down together in order to bench, then they can't get up.
In order to bench a Zimon.
Right.
Because they have a Chol HaZimon from
each original
before,
group.
Right.
Before. So he's answering the question he asked before, how is it Mol? The answer is it is Mol.
It is from before, right. But it's once they sit down together, then they get locked into the Chiv.
Okay.
Why
is that? What's this line, that one?
Yeah, how does that work, you know?
Once again, what happened?
You have three original groups, and one person from each of those three original groups got together in a separate group. They don't have to eat or do anything, and they have a chiyuv.
Well, they sit down together.
They sit down together.
They go to one place and they sit down in order to bench. So right then, they're locked in.
So right then, they're locked in.
So they, what can you as far as you said? Then once they decide that because their intention is to be mitzaref together in terms of brachas zima, so that's the mitzaref.
It's not in the achila. The tziruv is in the chiyuv zimun that emerges from the achila when three people eat together. Okay, so the tziruv is in the suda. But what is the tziruv? Is the tziruv in the suda? And that's why the chayav mezamein, or the tziruf of the suda, creates a chiyuv zimun, and the chiyuv zimun is the mitzaref.
So then, if they,
in other words, it's not, it's the chovas, it's the fact that they all three have a chovas zimun that is tzura. And then the fact that they ate together, so it creates a chovas zimun. And now all three have a chovas zimun, and that chovas zimun is really the mitzarif.
But doesn't chovas zimun already presume tzura?
What?
Doesn't chovas zimun already presume tzura? It's like what zimun? Zimun is bench as a group.
What do you mean?
But how can you have a chovas zimun without the mitzarif? The chovas zimun is saying is creating the tzirif.
In other words, the tzirif is that you have three guys sitting together and have a chovas zimun. So they have to eat together in order to accomplish that. But it's not the eating together that's the tzirif. The eating together creates a chovas zimun together. And that's the mitzarif. In other words, it's three people that are sitting together and a chovas zimun falls on all three. So then they're mitzurafim lezimun. So he knows if they each have a chovas zimun and they sit down, it will be the same tziruf.
So what's the tziruf then? That they want to be mivarach together? It's the achila, achila biyachad, which creates a chovas zimun, or what's the other way?
Right. The other way is the achila biyachad creates a chiyuv of zimun on all three together simultaneously. So the achila enables the chalos chiyuv to be chal on three simultaneously. And once the chova zimun is chal, so the chova zimun is the mitzarif. It's the halacha of the chiyuv that's mitzarif, not the achila. But the achila
is... How are they able to leave the original group?
What's that?
How are they able to leave their original group?
That's interesting, huh? It's aloha. So therefore, if three guys that are chayim and zimun sit down together, so it's aloha tziruf. The suda is just the hechi tinsa of the halacha chovas zimun mazal, because mazal be chal on them simultaneously. It's just a hechitimtza, just a condition. If you have three achad, the birchas mazal chal on three simultaneously, that's chovas zimun.
Okay. Oh, Anton, I thought you were.
Yeah.
Chovas birchas mazal, which is chal simultaneously, emerges as a chovas zimun.
That's right. It emerges as a chovas zimun. They all have a chovas zimun, they're sitting together. So it's a chayav.
That's mitzarif then. Chovas brachas mazon.
Right.
But
never converted into a. So now they're mitzura for the chiyuv zimun. But if they didn't come from separate groups, there never was a time where there was a chalos brachas mazon on all three simultaneously. Not in the, because they didn't eat together, and there's no chovas zimun together either. So the tziruf is the chovas zimun together. That's the tziruf. That's an interesting Ramban. Together with the chovas zimun. That's what he's saying. So the mitzarif is the halachic mitzarif, not the physical mitzarif. Okay?
That's a good riddle.
That's a good riddle, yeah.
Okay, so it says, Velmarava. Lo Amran Ella de Akati Lo Azmin Alayu de Hani Bidukhtayu. Aval im Zimnu Bnei Chaburasa La Atzman Misha Pirish Zemehem Kishuhu Yachid Parach Zimun Minayu. De Chalchad Mehem De Hanishar Yachid Me Chaburasa Lo Vein Torah Zimun Alayachid.
So if they were what? If they were Mizamin Bnei Chaburasa Mizamin. Before he left.
Right.
Before he left. So now he has no chabura.
Right.
So what does he mean? There was four in the group?
Three.
So how are they Mazamin? They Mazamin with him?
No, he's they spotted.
Oh, you mean then he'll have his kash on himself?
Yeah.
Yeah, you mean must say four.
Four, right. So they're Mazamin and he is left, he is not included.
Right.
So he's just his own guy. So right. Now there's no Zimun anymore, so he doesn't have Chiyuv Zimun, there is no Zimun anymore.
There's no group.
There's no group,
right.
So he's just the yachid. There's no Torah Zimun on him.
Yep.
He'll go half a piece in a side of Acher Kach im Shnayim ke yotze bo in Zimun Chozer v'nir olam.
Right. Chozer v'nir.
Back in your day.
So he must say that it is... I mean, there had to be three left over. Because he's saying, "Avo im zimnu b'nei chabur la'atzman mishapirish zem mehen kishu yachid."
Right.
So there must be three left over.
Right.
So parach mizimun, parach ziminai the kol chad mehen, the kol chad mehen, the hon nishu yachid me chabur shaloh.
Right.
Ain't tar zimun ala yachid.
Right, there's no one.
There's no extent chabur.
Right, there's no chiv zimun anymore.
There's no substratum on which the zimun could be chal.
Right.
Okay.
Right, it's like a chovazimun, it can't be realized, that's not a chovazimun, it's nothing. Right, so therefore even if he joins together, it seems it doesn't go together.
Right.
So he had the chiyuv and he lost it.
He had the chiyuv and he walked away.
And they benched.
And they benched, so now he doesn't have a group.
So he lost it.
No, he still has the chiyuv.
Well, the chiyuv.
But he has no group.
So he has a chiyuv, he just can't fill it.
Yeah, but the chiyuv is going to be parah, because it has no group. He can't be a yochid and have a chiyuv zimun.
Right. If the three
it must be the group must be extant.
Right. And once the group benched, that's the end. Zimun's gone.
He was related to that group.
And
he walked away.
Right.
They benched. Now there's no group.
Okay. It's gone.
So he can't walk around with a chiyuv zimun when there's no group.
Nothing to hang on.
That's right.
So it has to be before they
get
zimun.
What? He walked away before the zimun.
No, I'm saying to join with the other two guys, it has to be before they.
That's right. Before they bench, he has to beat them out.
Totally on that other group.
He has to beat them out because then there'll be tzura for his of the all three having together a chavazim.
It's amazing. So he walked away from the first group, and yet he's still related to the group. Kozman, they didn't worry about Mitzdar, and they didn't do zim.
Right. Okay, so what do I want
to... V'hadakamar, this is dealing with the Lashon, I think. V'hadakamar alayhu b'dachtayhu.
It means that it sounds like that he was part of it.
He was part of it, right. So, lav alayhu d'kulhu, ela alayhu d'kol chad mehani.
Kalomar, the other three.
Kalomar shazimnu min hachaburos b'shava yachar.
You have that yourself?
Yeah, you're different?
I have that Lashon.
Oh, b'shloshi
yachad. Five v'shoshi.
Five
v'shoshi.
Five
v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi.
Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five
v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi.
Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five
v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi. Five
v'shoshi. Five
v'shoshi. Five v'shoshi.
Okay, could do anything with Lashon. Mizir shehiviu min haMishnah mikan ul haba in l'mafrelo mishum the kivan the parach minei shoa achas din mita shalema in a chozer alay tuma shahayaba mitchila hachana mikivan shenisha b'lo chabur shalema shoa achas ein zim and chozer alav.
Okay, very good.
Shmamina, Shakiba. Shem Nisarbu Shlosha Habaim. V'acharkach Baruchu Harishon and Bali Chaburos Halalu. Bali Chazon Zan Latson, the Halal Paruch, Simon Minayo Filshachas. That means if they join together, these three guys join together before their individual groups benched.
Right.
So then, even if their individual groups benched, still the three guys could, because they already. Yeah, they already became the Chiv Zimun, right? The Chiv Zimun already set itself up on these new groups, and now it doesn't matter, it's not part of me now because they're part of the second group.
He beat them, and he had a chosin.
Right. He wasn't a yachid. The point is, he wasn't a yachid.
That's right.
If you left the yachid, then it disappears.
Once he's a yachid, it can't be only vavah.
Right. Zenerli b'pir shashmo v'unachon abara v'ola kahogan. V'gam ani lo reisim shenah. Ella she iach to shor hakdimo be pesha tzafat me bekiyam be chadre halacha. That's funny.
Put a little joke in there.
What?
He's right. So that what's it called? It's like what's his name? Yehoshua.
Yeah.
It's someone to Yehoshua. Like one of the Hupinot Tzarfatim did actually have like
did actually have this job.
So
right.
Two original. The big right. Before
yeah, they missed that. Yeah, right. Okay.
Not
yeah,
the
right.
It's too original.
Right.
So he says, I didn't see it in them, so I'm really, I get the credit for being original.
Right. But I'm sure. It's good enough. It, right?
That's better than being original.
It's funny.
All right, I think we'll leave the rest of it.